This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. In honor of March Madness, today's story is about a basketball team. Not yet collegiate level. No, we're talking elementary school basketball. But the lessons learned on the court at this age can help a player go far in life. And maybe even to the big dance one day. The book is entitled, Carson Chooses Forgiveness, written by Tony and Lauren Dungy, and illustrated by Guy Wallach, published by Harvest House Publishers.
Hey, Carson, hurry up, or we'll be late for basketball practice, Maria called impatiently.
I'm coming,
mumbled Carson, but his feet dragged as he headed toward the gym. Carson wasn't looking forward to basketball as much as he used to. He didn't mind that he wasn't a starter. In fact, Carson was pretty good, but he wasn't the star of the Trentwood Elementary team. The star of the team was Daniel. Daniel was the best at everything, running, shooting, dribbling, and he knew it. In the gym, Daniel was dribbling circles around a frustrated-looking Keiko. Daniel spun and shot it over her head and through the net.
Wow, did you see that?
He shouted.
I can't miss.
Nice shot,
said Coach Tony, grinning.
Now let's work on some drills before you start signing autographs.
Coach Lauren began assigning partners for the drill.
Over here,
called Carson for the third time as Daniel dribbled past. Daniel ignored him and took the shot, sinking it. Maria looked over from her passing drill with Jaden.
Why didn't you pass to Carson? We're all supposed to get a chance to shoot in practice.
Daniel shrugged.
But I never miss, and Carson hasn't made a shot in forever.
Embarrassed, Carson looked down at his shoes. A sharp whistle made them all jump. Coach Tony stood behind Carson, looking stern.
Daniel, I heard what you said about Carson. That kind of attitude is not okay. We're supposed to encourage our teammates.
Daniel nodded.
All right then,
Coach Lauren said.
Line up for layup drills.
Daniel dashed off to be first in line. The next day, before their game against Grantville Elementary, everyone was still unhappy with Daniel.
How can I get better if I never get the chance to shoot?
Complained Carson. If he doesn't want to be a part of a team, then let's show him what it's like, Austin said, and everyone nodded. Austin won the tip-off, and Keiko charged down the court with a ball, closely followed by a Grantville player. Across the court, Daniel waved his arms. Keiko looked the other direction, to Vanessa.
I'm open!
Shouted Daniel, but Keiko tried passing the ball to Vanessa. Keiko's pass was intercepted by the defending Grantville player.
I could have made the shot,
demanded Daniel, but Keiko ignored him as she followed Jalen and Jason after the ball. Again and again, Trentwood players chose to pass to guarded teammates or try wild shots rather than pass to Daniel.
Good,
thought Carson.
Now he'll know what it feels like.
But as the other team's score climbed higher and higher, he felt less and less satisfied. At halftime, they were behind by 24 points.
Who wants to tell us what's going on?
Said Coach Tony. Several of the players shot looks at Daniel.
Daniel?
Asked Coach Lauren. Daniel looked up, his face red.
I don't know. Why will no one pass to me?
You said you didn't need any help to win, said Keiko. Coach Lauren held up a hand.
When you have a problem with a teammate, instead of trying to get back at them, be honest about how you're feeling and give them a chance to make it right.
Or ask your coaches to help you work it out,
added Coach Tony.
Daniel,
Coach Tony said gently,
do you see how your attitude hurt your team?
Daniel nodded, looking down.
I'm sorry I wasn't a better teammate,
he said with a small voice. Coach Lauren looked around.
Anger will weaken the whole team, and it won't make anything better. The only way to move on from your anger is to forgive each other.
Carson thought about how unhappy they'd all been. Standing, he turned to Daniel.
I forgive you and I'm sorry. Being angry is just as bad for a team as showing off.
He held out a hand to Daniel, who shook it. Carson's right. We can all be better teammates, said Maria, and she high-fived Daniel. The rest of the team nodded.
That's more like it,
said Coach Tony.
Now let's see what a united team can do with this second half.
Yeah,
shouted the players, and they started for the court.
Hey, Carson,
Daniel said.
That jump shot looked pretty good. Want to try it again? Get open and I'll get the ball to you.
Carson grinned.
Sounds good.
The boys high-fived and ran to join their team. That was the book, Carson Chooses Forgiveness, written by New York Times bestselling authors Tony and Lauren Dungy. And yes, that coach, Tony Dungy. Illustrations by Guy Wallach. A special thanks to my Fab Four team of friends and family who read with me. Tommy is Carson, Sam is Daniel, Laura is Coach Lauren, and Tom is Coach Tony. And thank you for joining us. I hope you'll tune in next time for more Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.